Making mountains. I set my brushes aside some years ago and muttered, "There has got to be a better way to do color." I like tradition, and I appreciate color theory. I know it well from programming generators of color swatches and themes. And I was ready to grab a pane of glass and start a color mixing and testing extravaganza. But I stopped myself, because the traditional way is not always the better way. Back then, I didn't seriously consider digital painting yet. I didn't think I could do it. I expected I would practice keyboard shortcuts for years. I saw digital painting as a formidable challenge. Once I understood that digital painting is very easy, in great part due to computers enabling us to start with hyperrealism by allowing us to stretch a transparent reference image over our canvas, thus giving us perfect color and shape reference, I became ready to look at landscape painting. Nature is pretty random. We only need to glance a couple of mountains to build our own version of a mountain range. But colors are still a great challenge. Snowy mountains are usually gray-blue as they reflect the sky, but there is more to it. Huts, trees, mist, the way a distant valley changes color of everything. The way the color of distant mountains changes with sunshine, clouds, or haze. While it is easy to start painting mountains freehand, the proper color is a complex web of base color transformations. The simplest way, though, is to take a photo of the landscape and use the colors via a color picker. There is nothing wrong with traditional artists mixing color based on photo reference, and in digital painting, the process is reduced to just using the color picker. It is a matter of a simple click. The mountain I wanted to paint is a symbol of greatness and of growing all the way up, but my reference photo showed only a distant mountain range. And it was a wonderful feeling to paint the mountain that I wanted to see. While I didn't quite visualize the mountains in 3D yet, I feel I was successful in capturing them on my first try. I expect it takes less than 10 mountain landscapes to paint mountains well. They are much easier than portraits. I feel really wonderful for being able to paint title images for my poems and more intricate backgrounds for my hyper-realistic portraits. None of that poses a great challenge. The on-ramp to digital painting, be it portraits or landscapes, is extremely pleasant. We are all artists. We were artists all along.